Hello?
Hi, good morning. May I please speak to Ronald?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Ronald. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, thank you. So, Ronald, I was giving you a call because I was looking over the requirements that you're missing, and it seems like everything is complete with the exception of the TB test. Now, I did see here that you were speaking to my colleague, Erica. Did you already get your TB test done, or did you want us to schedule you an appointment to get that done?
I needed needed some help in scheduling an appointment for that. Yes.
Okay, let me see what location I have that's closest to you. Just one moment. Are you able to go today by any chance?
Oh, no, not
They're
well.
open until 8 p.m.
No, not today, unfortunately. My dad's sick, and I'm gonna have to I need to be here for him, so
Okay, so when do
I'm
you
not
think
gonna
you'll
be
be able
able
to
to go
make it?
today. Say that again?
When do you think you'll be able to make it?
What time is this place? Not what time, but what days is this place open? I mean, am I able to just am I able to do walk-ins, or do I need to actually like make the schedule, or?
I mean, I need to give them an idea of what time you're going to be walking in.
Okay.
Yeah, to schedule this appointment.
Gotcha. What was your question again?
When are you
When are
available
you
to go?
available? I will be available to go. Let me see here real quick. Where is it? So I guess for this remaining week, it's Tuesday, so for this remaining week, my available days would be Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
So Thursday is New Year's Day. They're probably not open that day. So we'll try to schedule you for Friday the 2nd. Any time on the 2nd? Or do you prefer like morning, afternoon, evening?
I would say afternoon.
So like around 12 or 1?
Let's say one.
All right. So we'll schedule you for 1. Now let me see what's the closest location to you, okay? Just give me one moment.
Gotcha.
Okay, I have a clinic in Ridge Avenue. It's about 18 minutes from you. Let me see if I have
Where
anything closer.
you said Ridge Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know, yeah. I think that'll be fine.
Let me see. I'm just checking because I do have a couple of locations. I want to see if there's anything that's closer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the other place is a little bit farther. I think Ridge is the closest location that we have to you.
Yeah, that can work.
All right, so we'll schedule you here for Friday around 1 p.m., you said, right? All
Yes.
right, Ronald. So I'll send you the confirmation for the appointment via text, and then once you get that done, just send me a text message that you finished, and then I'll check in to get the results for your test, okay? Once you
Okay,
confirm
gotcha.
that, then you're all set with the onboarding process, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And let me just double check one more thing before I let you go as well. Did anyone reach out to you about a raise for this case?
You said a raise?
No, a rate, like your hourly rate.
Hourly rate? No. No. Yeah, that wasn't mentioned to me yet. That's the applications. You mean of like my preferred hourly rate?
No, I'm just reading the notes. It seems like it was discussed before. It seems like it's a rate of 13. That was discussed with Miriam. Let me see, and Brianna as well.
Miriam? I mean,
I spoke to your care manager from UPMC, Regine Registry, and that was agreed upon. And this note was from December 22nd.
I mean, I guess I'm fine with it either way. But I mean, I don't, at least off the top of my head, as far as what I'm trying to remember, I don't remember like talking with anyone about an hourly rate or nothing like that. And I don't remember also seeing no question or nothing like that on any of the paperwork that I filled out.
Well, no, the paperwork is not going to have your hourly rate. It's just like the application and the links that you have to complete. It's not going to have like an hourly rate. That would be discussed with, I mean, it seems like it was discussed with Miriam here based on this note that was put in. But are you okay with that rate for working with your father? I believe it's your father, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you said 13 an hour?
Yeah.
Give me a few seconds. Give me just a few seconds.
Sure.
Okay.
Would there be an issue by chance if We were to try to bump that up, maybe to 1350.
I can take a look and see. Do you know roughly how many hours the case is for? Like how many?
You said how many hours?
Yeah.
I mean, how many hours I'll be working?
Well, the case. How many hours was your father approved for?
Well, I mean, at least with the agency that I'm with now is, well, he was approved essentially for 10 hours, so.
Okay. All right. Let me take a look and see if we can go ahead and bump that up to 1350, and I can give you a call back, okay?
Okay, sure. That's fine.
And is your father there with you right now?
I mean, he's in the house with me, but I mean, at the moment he's asleep. He's still asleep, so.
Oh, I see. Because I'm just looking at a note here that one of my colleagues tried to reach out to him to just set the start of care date.
Let me see if I can wake him up so that we can get through. Clarifications with this now.
Okay,
so good. I'll check with him.
All right.
Okay. You available to speak? Okay.
Okay, here he is.
Okay. Hello, Ronald?
Yes.
Hi, I'm going to transfer your call over to Ruth. She's the one that's been trying to get a hold of you, okay? So just one moment while I transfer your call over.
Okay.